Okay, now we're back to this. I think this map is really helpful because it lets people see, you know, and that map, it should be updated when they give their, they have to put a map into the city. It's either annually, I know at least biannually they have to give a report, but I thought the map had to go in yearly. But that map should be updated at least every 2 years. So we're about due for a new map.
Don't they give us one a year?
They do give us one a year, but do we really need, as that, unless there's that big of a change, I don't think we need to cause staff to update it every single year, is my thought, as long as we're doing it biannually. If we link it with when the Plan Commission gets their biannual report, that should be good. If we notice something when we get the document and we go, whoa, they really blasted a lot there since the last time, we better make that change. That might be appropriate to do it more on a yearly basis. But so we'll just have to monitor that mapping. City Franklin has one active quarry, which has been in operation for over a half century. There's been large amount of debates on what operation is and how long, and what were they just a, you know, shovel in the ground gravel truck, and I don't know what to say about that. Over half a century, I can go back and look at the aerial photos, and there's like a little teeny gravel pit shovel mark on the aerials back in 1937, and that goes up to 42, and there are historical documents that don't prove that to be correct as far as an operating quarry. Gravel trucks maybe, but not an actual operating blasting out of the ground dynamite quarry like we have now. So I would suggest we just say the quarry has one active quarry and it's located blah blah blah. And if anybody wants to research and find out, I don't want to get into this argument again about how long the quarry has been there and all of that.
But include the picture.
Yeah. We could actually go back as far as we could and put a side by side.
A historical aerial picture?
Ours. Right.
I wouldn't do the comparison since it is now.
Well, I mean, if.
What does a comparison have relative to what it is today?
It's pretty interesting, actually. If you looked at the old site, I guess if you're going to put a thing in there that's been in operation over half a century, if you don't remove that, then I think you better put in a picture that shows a half a century, 50 years back. What are we at for? We are. I'm planning to, but so let me see. 20.
Margin.
Commissioner Shore.
I know for a fact it was not operating in 1968. No quarry. And there was a machine sitting there toward by Rawson, and it was all grown up in weeds. My husband went over to ask because he knew, I never ever seen a quarry before, but he knew right away that machine could have been a quarry machine. And it was all grown up, and they said over here there would be no quarry there. That's why we bought.
Yeah, and I believe they were actually quarrying across the road, because when you look at the map across Rawson Avenue, there was some there's quarry things on some of the old maps.
Well, I asked.
Well, if we don't put that sentence in there, we don't need to have the argument of when that. So I think we'll just leave it at that.
So
then below is an aerial of the quarry dated, and.
Except it says Balkan Quarry.
Where's
No, the next page. I'm
okay. Sure. The quarry includes both the pit or hole. And adjacent lands owned by these adjacent lands include offices of the company, scale, wash areas, various storage buildings, and berm to screen the quarry. Of course, also has two asphalt plants. Now, I'm not sure if it still contains two or one. We could say the quarry also produces asphalt.
It
does?
One in the pit and one over on the hill.
Are you pretty sure about that?
Last time I took the tour, it was two.
Well, we could just say the quarry also produces asphalt. That way, if they change and close one or not, you don't have to change the website.
Do you want these pictures on there? Or such? I have no problem with it, except it says Vulcan Quarry Berm.
Yeah, just strike the...
Quarry, just like Vulcan.
Yeah, just strike the Vulcan Quarry, because then it says westward from 51st Street.
Yeah, the pictures are pretty old. It says 2011. They look a lot older than that. Well, the one is doesn't look as old, but that other one looks pretty old. That other one doesn't even look like it's the Franklin Quarry.
Well, I think that's that building on 51st and Russell.
That's their community.
The bottom one?
No, I'm talking about the top picture.
Yeah.
The hole.
Yeah, I don't know if the hole looks like that anymore. But we could check on...
That's a good 3D picture that you updated.
Yeah, well, Google Earth, you can probably get a better one than that. Maybe we can update that. Update question mark.
In its entirety, not cut off the way it is in this picture.
Yeah, it's not very well placed.
But it would give citizens that would be interested in it a good picture, an overview of the of what is actually going on there.
Yeah.
The depth and the width.
Okay. What types of activities occur at the quarry? Quarry activities include removing topsoil and other surface material to expose the limestone, blasting the bedrock with explosive, and transporting the broken rock by truck and conveyors to be crushed.
It's
kind of backwards. In transporting the broken rock by truck and conveyors to be crushed, it's actually they crush it, then they transport it. So let's switch that around. They sort it and wash it, and then they transport it. So all of that, the transporting by truck.
I think you talk about internally transporting it from where they blast
and,
to the.
And transporting the broken rock by truck to conveyors. Two conveyors to be crushed and sorted. Well, you know, we just fix this up and washed. All of which is done inside the quarry. The finished material, referred to as aggregate or crushed stone and gravel, is then trucked out of the quarry for use as various construction products throughout the area, which also trucks out their furnished material for use in various projects throughout the area. Isn't that saying the same thing, mm-hmm. that you truck it out the area, then they also...
It's referring to the asphalt plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Construction which projects plants. Throughout the area, or is used in the asphalt plants, which also truck out their finished material for use in various projects throughout the area. That refers to both of them, crushing the aggregate and transporting the...
Is this available on a Word document? So
yes.
We can edit it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't we just kind of put that together a little bit?
Okay.
I guess I would be more comfortable having the committee seeing the edits, since he can put it out in a Word document and bring it back here and then make sure we're all okay with it. So we'll have this on the next agenda and we'll do our edits.
Okay.
And we won't take on any more pages until we approve those
okay.
edits. Because I'm not sure we're going to get through all of them tonight anyway.
The one thing I do, if we don't get through the whole thing, that last paragraph or the second last paragraph, how do I file a complaint? Before that's covered.
Yeah. Typically, unless we put it on the very front page where we talk about that, we'll move it over there. Typically, the quarry operates blasts a few times each week. 300 times a year. Is that still pretty much the average, do you know? Based on 300 times?
Less than that.
I have to check the last report for an instant.
Blast frequencies tend to follow the economy, which is true. quarry operator typically decreased activity during the winter season. Probably still true. Who owns it? Does Black Diamond, they still own the, it says Painted only owns one of the plants. Black Diamond owns the other. I don't know if that's still correct or not. But my guess is Clint will probably be here at the next meeting, so we could just ask him about that, since all the edits are going to come back to this committee. So we'll put a note to verify. Then who regulates the quarry? Well, that's not... I don't know. That might take some work. Because there's probably a lot of stuff in there that's really changed. Should we just change as far as, you know, this who regulates the quarry? Because back on this other page, we have this, you know, DNR regulation. We have the City of Franklin regulations, and we have the DNR regulations. And then we have this who regulates the quarry. So why do we really need that infrequency of questions when we're already talking about that? Why don't we take the relevant items that go with the other section and move those? If, for example, the city regulates it based on PDD in 23 and 24, and put that over there, and kind of remove the who regulates the quarry and leave it in that those other sections.
So combine the regulation and the
right with
monitoring.
That, and take it off as a frequently asked questions, because then it's already in that one section.
We're still going to mention all three levels, though,
right? Yeah.
Federal, state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll, instead of making it a frequently asked question, we'll just say it up front in this other regulation section.
Good plan.
Okay. And then, who monitors the quarry? Isn't that sort of the same as regulating the quarry, except for the quarry monitoring committee? So, can we just take some of that, who monitors the quarry, and put it that also with the regulation? In addition to, under the Franklin, there's a quarry monitoring committee. They're regulated under ordinance, blah, 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 section, blah, 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 you know? So we'll retain what section of this we need, get rid of that as a frequently asked, maybe we don't even need frequently asked questions. They're not, I've never had them as frequently asked questions. If we start getting frequently asked questions, maybe we can start making a list.
But there has been discussion in the past about the fact that new people moving in don't really have the knowledge that the quarry is there, and we've asked developers, we've suggested that developers inform, or realtors inform, the fact that if you're selling a house, it's there. You take all that information away, and I don't know if anybody would know.
Well, we're not taking away, we're just moving it, most of it, out of frequently asked questions, because I think, you know, what type, we don't even have to put a FAQ, we can still say what type of activities occur at the quarry. You know.
I just want people to have at least an idea of some place that there is a quarry here.
Yeah.
Because the sellers aren't really obligated to inform.
Right. Well, we won't remove that type of information. We'll just condense in it. You'll see it all when it comes back.
Okay. I'm willing to say it. I'm willing to trust that.
Okay. Why did the blast feel so much larger than other blasts? Well, that's kind of weird. And that just, how did that even get put? We didn't even ask them to put that in. They just went in there. So, and this, how far can the quarry expand?
That's, sorry. the canvas, basically.
Instead of making it a question, why don't we just say quarry boundaries and put that underneath the City of Franklin regulation section?
Or with the picture.
Yep.
Yeah. Put in picture. Okay.
The dimensions.
Yeah, we can use most of that information, and it wouldn't be a question, it'll be a statement. And how to file a complaint about the quarry, well, that again goes back to the beginning. And I don't have a problem with, maybe instead of this question, how do I find out more, where, for more information it can be. For more information, and actually that for more information should go under the quarry monitoring regulator section. For more information, please see the automatic representatives and the appointed members of the quarry and the staff, and we'll list all of that under the quarry monitoring committee section. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, we did it. Now we just have a lot of editing to do. All right.
Member Shore.
When is the survey going to be done?
As stated earlier under business item B, I think it was.
Under where?
I think it was under B. I'm not on the agenda yet. Under business item A, I think it was. We discussed that the kickoff meeting was to happen today at 10 o'clock and was canceled and is rescheduled for December 18th at 1 o'clock. So that's the kickoff. There is a document that is in the council packet on the last couple of council meetings that has the contractors survey all the dates that they have to meet. And they're already behind, and this canceling this meeting just put them further behind.
Thank you.
And not their fault they're behind. Took a while to get through the council, and then because of this, you know, this was the actual week for their kickoff, but now it's next week. So hopefully that won't cause a breach of contract, because we both signed that that's how it would happen, and now an outside individual caused that to change. Okay, so we are on D, review and discussion of matters pertaining to citizen complaints, blasting data from Payne and Dolan and Stantec, the city's consultant, quarry monitoring activities. Information, our staff member, Regulo Martinez, will.
Yes. We note a blast event exceeding the air blast PDD limits on November 27, but we received this letter that is on your packet clarifying that situation that was a false trigger.
Okay.
It was a false what?
A false trigger of the equipment.
I didn't feel anything. Did you get any complaints on that day, Mark?
Not on that date.
Nothing.
No. We just received one complaint.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And they also notified that they have the last blast last week, December 4th.
For the winter?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You put that in the minutes. That's okay. Kind of an important note to make.
Okay.
You might want to say that.
December what?
December 4th. Right, we'll verify that.
Is that a letter?
Email.
Would you mention the VibraTech letter dated, so if anybody wants, because it's not in the council or the quarry packet, so just if by giving the date in the VibraTech letter that we were notified by VibraTech on December 10th that there was a false trigger, and that's all you have to say. That way, if there's a open records request, they know what to ask and what the date of the letter was.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, how would they know to ask mm-hmm. for it? All right. I believe there's... You want to just look at what the blast information is? Do you want to compare that or talk about that?
We'll get that 1127 data next time, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Just to verify the fact that it to confirm the letter.
Okay.
There's a lot of data that goes into putting this together, and I'm just not sure we give it enough effort and time, but maybe at some point, you know, we could, when they do their first quarter report, we can have them kind of give us a real tight walkthrough on this whole document so we're really grasping what we're looking at, because all those numbers just kind of causes a little glaze over on some things when we're trying to do comparisons and such. So that might be helpful. And I think the citizens would probably be interested in having a kind of a detailed breakdown of all that information as well. All right. And that concludes our meeting. We can schedule the next meeting date.
Are we going back to the last
Yes, month? Because we did this one early because of the Christmas issue coming up, and we wanted to make sure we got it in before then. So now we're back to January. So is there any preference? Council meeting will be on the 7th and the 21st. And then I'll have a meeting on the 27th and 28th. So, Plan Commission will be on the 23rd. So that leaves us either the 16th or the 30th for this room. Is there a preference?
The 30th, I have a commitment on the 16th.
Okay, so is the January 30th acceptable for
sure.
Tentative date?
January 30th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 p.m.?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So January 30th?
Yes.
Okay.
1:30:20, not 1:30:19. Move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and second to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.